What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Pepper and Jester are in the house, and we have our drunk show going on. How's it going, Pepper?
Good, and how's it? Hey, my mic's not working.
It is working.
Is it?
The overheads are off.
Aw, boo.
We're not wearing headphones because there's nobody. It's just me and you today. Jasmine's not coming on Skype, and Cookie's not here. So
my day's going okay. How's yours?
It's been going good. It got better once we started getting drunk.
Right. Cheers.
More interesting. Cheers. So one of the things that we were talking about earlier before we started recording was like euphemisms for jerking off, and this like laughing at some of the different ones that you know I had heard or that Pepper had heard that I hadn't heard, which wasn't very much. I guess when you make a career out of it, it's or you make it a sport.
Like a profession.
Yeah. You get good at it and you learn the terms for it. Like cage the elephant and like they what other ones?
Choking the chicken.
And
or double-clicking the mouse.
One's for a girl. It was the original eye touch.
That one's a good one.
And, slaying the one-eyed monster. Rubbing one out.
You guys have some gross names.
Well, it's got one eye.
Well, it's still gross.
And hopefully at the end he's not looking at you. Because apparently that burns if it gets in your eyes.
Yes, it does. I wouldn't know, but I'm pretty sure the expression on someone's face I saw.
Well, because yesterday you were telling us that somebody pulled out and tried to get you and ended up getting himself in the face.
Fuck yeah, that's what he got.
Self-facial.
He deserved it.
And he deserved it? Does anybody ever really deserve it? Well.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
Some people do deserve things.
So what were some of the other ones that we were talking about that you hadn't heard before, like, euphemisms for jerking
off?
Well,
that one eye touch one, I just learned that this year. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that. They're playing with the eye touch. I was like, what is that? They're like, duh, you know, like playing with your eye to like touch. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't get it.
Tickle my elbow.
Tickle my elbow.
Pocket pool.
That's no, I've heard of that one, but just the eye touch one was kind of weird to me. Never heard of that. I don't know.
It's creative.
Yeah, it's code word, whatever.
I guess whatever.
Makes me think of an iPhone.
Right? I mean, whatever does it for you, whatever makes you make the O face, I guess, which yeah. We were also talking about how some
or
people
spanking the monkey.
Spanking the monkey is another good one.
That's
yeah.
Like my mom and dad's terms now.
Spanking the monkey and choking the chicken. I think those are the two oldest ones I remember. Jerking it.
Whacking it.
Fapping. Whacking, yeah. Whack-a-mole.
Fuck. There's a lot of them. Old school. How things change over time.
Practicing for the big game. If you watched American Pie.
Oh, my God. Have you ever fucked a pie?
No, I haven't fucked a pie. I don't really get down with food. I mean, I lick, like, whipped cream and ice cream. And
off somebody, though.
Off of, yeah, other girls, but not.
Would you ever?
Have sex with a pie?
No. Yeah, put your thing in a pie. Just see if it feels like they say.
No.
If you had to.
I get high too much, and when the munchies kick in, I don't want to have to like remember if that was the pie I stuck my dick in or not. So
you're eating it and then cutting a slice later.
Right. I'm like, why does this one have cream in it? Oh, fuck. I guess it was the wrong pie. Isn't the whipped cream supposed to be on the top?
It's <Shit. inside. laughs>
It's a special one. You'll like it. Don't worry.
It's a cream puff. Those are good, by the way.
So speaking of O faces, we were talking about some of those ones that, like, you don't know what to think. Like, if it almost, sometimes they're ridiculous. They almost like kill it for you. Like, you're in the moment, and one person has an orgasm, and they like that fucking weird face, and it's just like, oh right, I think we're done here.
Yeah, like that just killed the moment. Like after seeing the face, you're like, oh no.
What's like the first time you can remember that happened to you? How old were you?
Well, probably like 25, I think. I was kind of old already. He made this weird face, like if he almost crossed his eyes and shit. And I'm like, Oh, God. Like, did this fucker just cross his eyes? Like,
most people just roll him back in their head. Holy shit.
Yeah, and he's like, oh. Like, he did the whole, And I was like, no. That was a turnoff. I couldn't even get mine after that.
I think the first time, it's not that it ruined it for me. It just kind of freaked me out a little bit because I had never seen it happen before. This girl were doing it, and she's, you know, she starts orgasm, and then her eyes roll back in her head.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, whoa. And I'm like, I kind of like stopped moving for a second, and she's like, don't stop. And I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, I'm still supposed to be doing something. But like, it just kind of.
You're just seeing all white.
Yeah, it just kind of freaked me out. I was like, I was not ready for that, but I was only like 20, 21.
You're waiting for her head to turn like the Exorcist.
Oh my God, yeah. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Why? I'm like, oh.
I thought you were having a seizure.
Yeah, I'm like, because your eyes kind of rolled in the back of your head. She goes, oh no, that means I like it and it's good. I was like, all right, well, okay. You know, it was nice. I'm glad we got to meet and have dinner and everything. I'm going to go ahead and take you home now.
Right? Don't call me again.
Like, are we going to do this again? Absolutely.
Yeah. Lose my number, by the way.
Oh, you know we are. Right on the top of my list of things to do.
That is kind of creepy, though. Like, yeah, you don't know what to expect when they're making a face or whatever. Like, are they having an attack? Are they, you know, like, fuck.
Yeah. And it's
do I call 911 or do I keep going?
Yeah, no, I get you, and it's just like it, and it sucks though too, especially when you're almost there, and it's like,
yeah,
you feel it coming, and they make that stupid face, and then it just fucking back to zero.
Well, I learned after that just to look up at the ceiling.
Don't look at anybody. Don't look at them. Don't look at them.
Don't look at them. Just keep looking at the ceiling.
Don't make eye contact. Don't make eye
contact. Focus on the ceiling. Focus on an object.
But not all of them are bad, though. Like, some of them are really good. Like, I remember this one girl that I was, like, I wasn't, it sounds bad, but I wasn't really into it. I still kept going with it. But I wasn't really into it, and then she starts to make her own face, and that was like a game changer. I was like, holy shit.
Whoa.
That, like, she looked, I don't know, she just looked really, really, really fucking hot doing that. And from then on, I was like, all right, now I'm interested. And I wanted to see how many times I could make her do that, and it was...
You're like, fuck how she treats me. I love her old face.
Yeah, I couldn't stand her, like, when we weren't drunk or having sex or I was sober. She was super obnoxious. She really was. It's like she was – I mean, I know you've had those people that you absolutely, like, just loathe, but you'll still have sex with them anyways because they're actually pretty good in bed.
Yeah. Or those people where you just have to be drunk to be around them.
Yes. Yeah, they're like a two-shotter or a fucking
yeah,
a bowl and two shots.
Sober's not cutting it.
You know? But she was that girl. And – but yeah, no, we got down and then she made that O face and I was like, whoa. And then after that, she was like a couple of times she wanted to do it with the lights off. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, on.
I'm like, it'll be way different if we do it with the lights off. She's like, I know, but I'm like, no, it's not going to work. And she so she was like, are you afraid of the dark? I'm like, nah. I'm like, I just, I like seeing stuff. And if
why don't you just honestly tell her, like, I like your face. When you make that, you know, when you climax, like, I love your face.
Because she thought I was lying. I did. But she was like, you're full of shit. And I'm like, no, believe me, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be fucking you anymore.
I would have moved.
Yeah.
Changed like, my number.
You wouldn't be here. And, you know, it was just one of those chicks that was like, she would come over after school. And
yeah.
We would do our thing and she would go home.
Got off on her face.
Right. Well, she was in school still. I was already done with college, but she was still in school.
She was in high school or what?
I hope it was high school.
Oh my God, you were wrong. Wow.
I'm not you. I don't pick them fresh out of
do
high school.
You know you can go to jail for that? Shut up.
Yes, you told me many times, just like I warned you. Did you check ID like I asked you to?
I make
this
sure
time?
They're 19, just to, you know, 18th pushing it. 19.
No, that wasn't the deal. The deal was you had to check ID. Just to make sure.
Well, a lot of them have fake IDs, so.
Hey, but just so long as you see an ID, like, you're, like, if you go to a bar with a fake ID, and they still let you in, well, the fucking bar, how's the bartender supposed to, like,
that's true.
Tell that that's like true. A fake
that's
ID.
Why they have those things you slide.
No, they do now, but
it's like, do. It's fake.
But not everybody carries that around, so you can say, yeah, hey, I saw his ID, and it said he was that's over 18. True.
Fuck, imagine going to court. I have proof. He said he was over. I'm all 50.
No, and you know what? I actually do know of a case where the guy was, I think, like 20 or 21. Mm-hmm. And, or maybe it was somewhere between, I would say, 20 and 23. Right? And these, he ended up having a threesome with these girls. Mm-hmm. And they told him that they were 19 and they weren't. One was 16 and the other one was 17.
Oh, wow.
And, like, he didn't ask for ID or whatever, yeah. But he ended up going to jail for...
That's messed up. Like, and I don't believe in such truth. Like, I think, like, if there's consent, there's consent. Like, you know? Like, so what if they're underage or whatever? They're consenting, obviously. And if they're in their right mind, that should pass. Like, okay.
And you
so
know,
no one should have to go to jail for that.
And, you know, there are some states where the age of consent is less than 18, like it is here in California. Yeah. Some are 16, some are 17.
But you can even get in trouble even if they're older, like if they're past 18, let's say 19, let's say 20, and I'm 40 or whatever, like years older than him. Like, his parents can take me in for statutory rape because he's still young.
No, because yes? He's an adult.
He's no, a legal but adult. He's like a minor kind of.
No, once you're 18, and that's, I think that's the oldest age to be consent.
There's people
in
that
the
can do that. Like, there's a lot of girls that are young and they sleep with older guys, and their parents try to get the guys like statutory rape because, you know,
my but it never works out though because they can't. Like, it's,
okay, whew, then I'm safe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, your boyfriend's mom can't come after
right?
you.
Right? I'm like, no, he's already.
I mean, she can, but not legally.
He said yes.
The court of law.
He begged for it. No. He wanted it.
She gets mad. Don't you know he has homework tonight and school tomorrow?
Right? Priorities first.
So, but yeah, no, going back to the whole thing that didn't ruin it, I think that happened to me only like twice. I mean, I've seen a lot of good ones. I've seen a few that kind of made me like,
yeah.
What the fuck? But for the most part, they weren't. Like, they weren't too bad. What about you? Have you seen some, like, really fucking ones that just, like, that's the last time you ever slept with that person because of it?
Fuck. No. Well, I mean, no, not really. Like, I try to get away, but then they call back. Like, you know, I've never had a one-night stand, and I've always wanted to have one. Like, I try to do it, but then... They fucking find me like.
So you know? If you're out there, it's pepper at riceandbeanscast.com.
I try to have one night stands, but they keep bugging.
They always want to come, but they never want
to
leave.
I'm like, I want to do something different this time. Don't call me.
Well, then probably go out of country and do that. That way you know for
they
sure.
They probably still find me. Fucking Google Maps and shit.
How? If you're out of the country, like go to Australia.
I just have to stop giving people my information.
Or get a relay number.
Like, I have to give them fake names. But see, I'm not a liar. Like, I don't like lying. So I have to give people my name. Or I'm nice. I'm not mean. So I can't be a bitch and not give them my name or whatever. I can't lie. I don't know how to lie. It's not in my nature.
Well, give them your nickname then.
That's true. I can do that. But then I'd be honest somewhere down the line. Like, well, what's your number? Like, I don't even know how to avoid that question.
Get one of those free relay numbers. It's not your real number. They just call it and it forwards to your number.
Oh, that's right. Like that. There's a, what is it called? Fuck, I forgot. There was an app and you could do two separate lines. It'll be yours and, you know. But I don't know. I just have to be honest all the time.
Wow, never had a one night stand.
Huh? No, and I want one. I, you know, they all call back or they fucking haunt me down.
So you heard her here, one night only.
Right? Fuck. If they want to make it a date, and then they want to make
five
it again.
Five quality minutes.
Huh. I'm like, this is the one I stand. I do not want to turn this into a relationship.
Well, maybe that... Okay, then you have a bucket list.
Not anymore. Maybe before, but no. I settled down now.
Still a bucket list.
Right? To have one night stand.
Right? I mean, it's...
Well, what if I role play a one-night stand?
You know what? Actually, there are couples that do that. They'll take separate cars to a bar, and they'll meet each other there, like, if they don't know each other, and then they go back to their place.
That's kind of cool.
Like, they act like, yeah, like total strangers.
Sparks it and shit. Like, yeah, it makes it fun. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to do tonight with my boyfriend. Like, hey, meet me at McDonald's, the play place.
Oh, wow. Just don't get kicked out like Jasmine did.
Right? Fuck.
Make sure there's no kids in the ball pit.
We'll go after hours.
A McFuck. She's going to have a McFuck.
Supersize that shit.
Well, there you go. See, you get creative with it. Like, yeah, no, there's a lot of things that, like, couples role play and that, you know, they... I guess not just to have, like, put the spark back, but also, like, fantasies that they had that maybe they weren't comfortable enough to do with other people, but since that's the person you're with and, you know, you want to do stuff with them, then it makes it a little bit easier. And so, there's a lot of, like, I don't know, like, weird role play out there, too. Like, that, like, if you go on like any of the porn sites and type in like fantasy or whatever, there's a ton of shit that comes up. Like,
it's like, what?
Like, from everything from like bondage to
bondage,
like,
scares me. That fucking shit scares me.
They're gonna tie you to the bench and leave you there.
Right? I'm afraid my mom or son will walk in. Like, mom, what are you doing?
Worst case scenario, they tie you to the bed and then they get up and say, I have a golden shower fetish, and now you don't have a choice.
No. Fuck, I do not do pure shit. Hell no. That's for the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'm not really sure how that gets people off. But it's
I don't get how it does either, like, to pee on somebody or to be peed on. Like, that's disgusting.
Like, I accidentally clicked on one of those videos because I thought it was a chick squirting, and it wasn't. She was peeing. I was like...
On a guy, yeah.
Yeah, well... But on his face, though, I was all, oh, fuck, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I looked, I'm like, is she fucking, she's squirting a lot. Oh, she's fucking peeing. Fuck, no.
Again. Yeah, that shit's yellow.
Yeah, like, I'm like, why is it not clear? Ah, oh, gross.
I don't get how a guy gets turned on by that. Like, it just, to me, belittles them. Like, you got shitted on, fucker. You got peed on.
Yeah, but that's another one is, like, humiliation. And, like, there's a ton of, like, where either the guy or the girl, you're just a little slut and this and that. And, like,
but that's kind of, like, different. Like, you'd be my little slut in the bedroom. But peeing and shitting on somebody, that's gross.
Yeah. That's really gross. Not a big fan of it. I don't even want to fucking watch it. It was, like...
Yeah.
I saw it all. That.
No peeing, no shitting.
No.
Be a slut.
Yeah, that's definitely out. So we I know we talked about, like, the people, like, the O faces, and I mentioned that girl that wasn't all that great in bed until I saw her O face. But, you know, I mean, like, and I think, and she was good looking, but I wouldn't say she was, like, super ridiculously hot.
Yeah.
And so my question to you, because this has happened to me before, have you ever slept with somebody that you really wanted to sleep with because they were super, super hot, and then, like, you get in bed with them and they're just totally not, and it's lame?
Okay, well, most of the guys are not super, super hot, but there was this one that he had potential, and I thought, from his big talk, you know, when guys talk, I should know better, that false advertisement, because in the bedroom, I was like, what? 2 fucking minutes? Like, this still exists? And holy, his fucking shit, penis was so thin. Like,
Ticonderoga?
Yeah, like, this guy was, you would never picture that he would have that between his, like, you would think he would have something different, because, you know, he carried him, like, he, I don't know, like, you look at him, he's, to me, he's a biker guy, like, you know, Harley man, like, wow, this guy is pretty cool. No, fucking false advertisement.
Wow.
Fucking 2 minutes, thin dick. I was like, are you Chinese? It was like, yeah, a waste of time. This was bullshit. I wanted my money back.
Now I'm glad I didn't buy her the drinks.
Not even being drunk helped it.
Oh, my God. So yeah. I think I was around maybe 24, 25. I just moved into my own place. And there was this girl that I was kind of seeing. And she was way out of my league. She was, like, model hot. And for some reason, like me, so I was just, yeah, I was just going.
What's wrong with her, right?
I don't know, but fucking, I took full advantage of it. And for the longest time, she made me wait. And then, like, 2 weeks later, when we finally hooked up, I was like, when she took off her clothes, like, I felt a single tear, like, just roll down my cheek. Like, it was fucking, like. She had an amazing body. Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then we started doing it, and it was bad. It was really? Way bad. Yes. Like, she tried to ride me and didn't know what the fuck she was doing.
Oh, my God.
And, like, she kept moving, like, weird, and it kept coming out. And I'm like, do you want me to...
do you want to just lay there?
I'm like, do you want me to help you out?
And, oh, my God. No fucking rhythm and talent.
And the one thing about banging thin girls, and guys that bang thin girls know what I'm talking about, the fucking hips, those bones, and the fucking that pelvic bone.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you can feel that shit.
Really?
Like hitting your balls and hitting you fucking...
I'm not a guy.
And
so
hitting like just above where your fucking dick is at. And it... At first, it's like whatever, but then after like 15, 20, 30 minutes of fucking constantly banging that shit, no, it fucking hurts.
It bruises you the next day.
Next day, fuck it, that night.
It's because I used to be skinny before, like really, really skinny. I'm not fat, but I used to be skinny and people would be like, damn, like it feels bruised the next day. I was like, well, fucking stop hitting it hard. I don't know, like.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you were saying. Sorry. That when to make him like
you
fucking
have to pay
bruise,
the consequences.
Right?
Like fuck,
you have to pay the fucking piper.
You want to hit it hard? You got to suffer with the bruising later.
No shit. That's why I like thick chicks better. More cushion for the pushing. No, but it's like, and then too, yeah, where I like did her from behind, and like it, her like she had a nice ass, but it was kind of
bony.
Yeah, and so like that fucking slamming into me, and I'm like. She's all harder. I'm like, you're kind of hurting me.
You should have just made love to her and that's it.
No, she was like the type that, no, I want it rough or I want it hard. I'm like, okay. And then after like 45 minutes, she's like, oh, okay, I think I'm done. My vagina's kind of sore now. And I'm like,
you're not?
You're fucking sore. I'm like, but your mouth's still fine, right?
Wow.
And yeah, so that... That first time, like, I didn't even get off with her. Like, I
that
fucking.
That sucks.
Yeah, like, I had to do
it
myself.
That's a big disappointment. Yeah, false advertisement.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't saying that she was getting in bed.
But yeah.
But just.
It's kind of the same shit.
Because like, she was, like, she was so super hot, I just assumed, yeah, like.
That she was great.
Yeah, she knew what the fuck she was doing, and porn she totally shit. Didn't. Yeah, that's what I was expecting. Cause,
she's an amateur.
Yeah, from watching porn videos, I'm like, oh, yeah. Looking.
Yeah.
She looked kind of, I don't know if you know who Rachel Starr is, but if you know who Rachel Starr is.
The porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, she looked like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's a big disappointment then.
Oh, hello. I'm a huge Rachel Starr fan. Yes, that was a major disappointment.
Boo.
So, yeah, no, I mean, we only hooked up twice, and it was, like, I thought, okay, maybe it was a fluke, you know, the first time, jitters, whatever.
So you tried it a second?
I tried it one time too many.
And it was still the same?
Yes.
She didn't learn.
No, it wasn't first time jitters. She actually wasn't good in bed, and it's so sad.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to give it the second time to see. Maybe nervousness, right? Or, you know, but, yeah.
I had another one that was, like, because it was basically the same thing. Really nice body, like, big fake boobs, really nice ass. She wasn't, like, real skinny, though. She was thick, and it was really nice. The first time I slept with her, it was terrible. Like, she was just was not good. Like, she wanted to do all these different positions, and I'm like, okay, well, fucking, you got to work with me, chick. I know what the fuck to do. You just, you kind of got to go along with it and help me out here. And I was like, fuck, I don't think I'm going to do that again.
That's what I get. If you don't have talent, like, why are you going to even attempt to try?
Oh, and she was another one that talked, like, that the guy you were saying fucking talked a big game. Yeah.
Like, yeah, my shit's the best. Yeah, whatever.
And all these different positions that she wanted to do and all this different shit she wanted to do with me. And I was like, oh, I'm fucking down for all of that. And she didn't know how to do half of it. Or at least I thought she didn't.
Yeah.
Right? So first time, she sucked. And then, like, I'm all, fuck this bitch. I'm not calling her anymore. And then, like, 8 or 9 months later, she fucking randomly just hits me up and it's like, hey, do you want to fuck again? And I'm like,
no.
And at that point, I'm like, you know what?
I would have said no.
Fuck it. Why not? You know, you had a really nice body. Who cares? At least I'll get off. And so she comes back and this time she's like fucking dynamite in the sack. And I was like, what the fuck? Did somebody teach you or...
She went home and watched TV.
Maybe she went home and watched porn or she watched the fucking video that we made.
She YouTubed it. Out of fucking bed. In the bedroom.
I think... Because we made a video. So then she went home and maybe she watched the video and was like, oh, that's what I was doing wrong and learned from her mistakes.
That's good though. She has skills. She has somewhat.
And that's why I believe she wants to learn. In the bedroom.
Well, at least you got those that want to learn, you know?
Yeah, that's
some just having their mindset they're the best and they just keep going with their
shit. Yeah, had she sucked the second time, that's it. Like, I wouldn't have, like, yeah. I wouldn't even respond to her because she, like, hit me up on, like, she would message me and I would just, like, just like regular ass text message because I fucked up like you and gave her my phone number.
Fuck, right? I was just being nice.
And I didn't think she was actually going to fucking text. Fuck. No, but.
Yeah, I'll do.
No, I'm kind of glad that she did because, like, after the second time, she was good, and I was like, all right, we could do this.
Yeah, you have potential.
And she's like, damn, that was a lot of fun. You guys, do you want to fuck again sometime soon? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I think I do. I'm like, this time. And she's like, this time. And she was like, why not the first time? I was like, well. Oh,
fuck.
I'm like, nah, if I tell you that, you're not going to come back. And she starts laughing. She's like, what? Was I bad the first time? I'm like, you were really good this time.
That's a good way of putting
it. You were super awesome. Like, I want you to come back now. And she starts laughing. She's like, now? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, so you didn't before? I'm like, well, obviously I did. You're here.
Oh, my God. She knew. She was asking those questions.
Yeah. I'm sure she knew that she was terrible the first time around.
Or maybe she was trying to fake it. That she was bad.
I don't know. No, there's no faking
just
that.
Just to put you through the test.
No, there's no faking that. There's no faking bad sex. You're either good at it or you're not. Like those people that ask me, do you have weird fetishes? I'm like, no, I'm good at sex. I don't need a gimmick.
Oh my God.
So what about you? I mean, like, other than, like, have you ever, like, a second, anybody that was hot, like, was bad the first time, but got a second chance?
I gave him, like, a second and a third, maybe a fourth, and just, like, it just was the same. I was like, God, should I come already, like, had got myself off at the house, and this way I'm ready to shoot? Like, come on. He, like, ended in 2 minutes. It was every time. I was like, okay. No, this is not fun.
You should have made him go in the bathroom and jerk off first and then come back.
No. He was able to get it up again, like after, but it would be 2 minutes.
Every time?
Yes.
What the fuck?
He would not be able to have a full session.
Holy shit,
like,
that
sucks. Every time, like, yeah.
How?
I did an overnighter and he was still like, yeah, 2 minutes.
How long did it take for him to get it back up once it went down?
Right away.
So why not just keep going?
Not right? Don't tell me you come. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Until I'm done.
I've done it before. There was like a few girls that I was like a little overly excited. And I was like, fuck it. I just kept going.
I started seeing like, oh my God, he's like a little boy that would like see boobies and come. Like, fuck, calm down, boy.
And some of them that turned, and some of them that actually turned him on more. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, you can keep going? I'm like, yeah.
This one, I would just have to lay there because anything I did, like, he He'd be like, no, don't do that because you're going to make me come. I'm like, fuck, faster than 2 minutes? Like, shit. Okay, I'll just lay her stiff.
Wow.
I don't want a 1 minute now.
Did he need a break in between?
No, he was fine to do it and get it up. It's just, it would be short. Like, he just.
Well, that's.
I don't know if that's like a bad disease thing or what is it called? Like a dysfunction on
premature
guys?
Ejaculation.
Like, there's... he would just nut quick.
There's no pill for that, but I hear one's
coming.
I'm like,
no wonder
quickly.
You don't have a girlfriend.
Right, I'm starting to realize right? She broke up with
yeah.
you.
Wow, lose my number.
Loving women 2 minutes at a time. No, I've never ever had that problem. And like I said, if it happened before 10 minutes, I just kept going and pretend like it didn't. And yeah. They were totally fine with it. They
like that's the guy's job to do, you know, like. That shouldn't be me to say, like, don't tell me not that you're coming. Just keep going. Like, that's his job to pretend.
And then plus, too, like, you don't go out on, like, you don't go out on a date with a loaded gun if you're a guy. Like,
I'm pretty sure he could have jacked up, like, 10 times and he still would have been 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, he's just no, like, I made sure fun. If it was, like, depending on how hot she was, I jerked off at least a couple of times before I went to go on a date with her.
Fucking damaged goods.
Right. But, I mean, hey, no, they didn't complain about it. Oh. Yeah. I've only heard a few complaints of, like, you know, my vagina's getting sore. Can you hurry the fuck up? And
yeah,
which I guess
you're
I
like,
would rather.
Okay, it's
I guess I would rather take other, you know, over like fuck already.
Well, it does hurt after a while. Like shit. If I can come like 10 times, when are you gonna come? No. Is this over yet? See, like you can't be too short or you can't be too long. That's fucked up, huh? Girls are fucked up.
Yeah, you're just
you have to be
now
just
starting
right.
to figure it out. Yeah. So what? Okay. So what is just right then? Like what, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours,
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah. Like if I've already come,
like
in,
an average, or
see,
like
I can come 100 times. I'm good with that. But when I orgasm, your ass better be fucking coming because I'm done. Like I'm going to sleep. You're going to fuck a dead body right now.
Oh, well, a sacrifice you have to make sometimes.
Right? I'm like, I'll lay there. I don't care. But don't ask me to be a participant.
Oh, well, then I wouldn't. Then don't worry about it too much. Like, if you're just going to, if you're lay there and you don't have to be like a participant.
Yeah.
So then it's like, you could just go for it, right? Even if.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why I was telling, like. I'm done, so if you want to keep going, go ahead,
right?
But don't worry about me. I might snore, just nod me on the shoulder.
Like, be a gentleman. At right? least fucking spit in your hand and then rub it on there and then go to town.
If you don't mind me just laying there, then hey, we're good.
So, you know what, and that's the thing, is there's actually women out there that kind of like that want to be, like, woken up. With sex, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, being woken up is okay, but don't catch me on my fucking tired nights because I ain't waking up. I'm just like, no.
Well, that's even better. That means free pass to do whichever hole you want.
Well, sometimes it is a turn on, though, to be woken up.
You're like, yeah. Shh, don't wake up, don't
yeah,
wake up.
Yeah, they're all nodding. But then there's some where I get in the morning and they're like, do you know I stuck this and I put this in here and this and that and you didn't wake up? And I was like, well, fuck, I'm tired.
When they wake up in the morning, it's like, why is my ass sore? Do we have sex?
I don't even
no.
see that.
It doesn't even get sore anymore. It's just
I'm like, but I have had sex with a partner while they were asleep. I finished myself off. He was asleep and I finished. And then he wakes up when I'm done and he's like, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just go back to sleep. Because I was done.
I've had that happen before. She was like burnt out and didn't want to do it. And it was.
Is that considering
was, like,
using somebody?
It was like probably college, like close to college years. And so she was like just going to sleep. And I'm like, and not doing anything. I'm all, oh, really? Fine. So. She got a facial that night.
Oh, that's so mean. That is so mean.
She's like, do it yourself. Okay.
Wow.
Fine.
God gave you hands.
Yeah, basically. And I used
God
those hands to
face.
Give her a facial.
That is not nice. Why do guys do that? Like, fuck.
She had it coming.
Like, that's so sad.
Well, that was just the first time that happened. The second time, it was, I think, on her butt. And third time was probably...
One of my friends said that he would do it to his girlfriend. A facial again? No, not a facial. He would get her sock and, like, nut in it so she and put it back in the drawer. So I'm like, that's kind of messed up because she would be too tired to have sex with him. So he would just get her sock and jack off in it. And I'm like, that's kind of sad. Why do you got to fuck with girls? Like, fuck with your own shit.
Get her sock, jack off in it. Jizz, and then put it in the fucking freezer.
it's hard. Like, how sad. Her favorite socks.
Her favorite socks.
Fuck with my socks, but not my shoes. Don't fuck with the heels.
He just jizzes all over your heels to piss right? you off.
Or the makeup. Oh, wow. Your brushes. They're all stiff. You try to put the blush on. That would suck.
Better than what Jasmine said. She said she passed out one time and fucking somebody put his dick on her cheek and fucking drew the outline.
Oh, shit.
So, at least it's not that bad. So, I mean, like...
So mean.
have you ever done that where you had somebody, like, wake you up or... I guess wake you up or not really, but...
Yeah, I've been woken up for sex. And sometimes I like it and sometimes I'm just not... feeling it and we're I'm like, tired.
You wake up and you're already doing it?
No. Or like, well, yeah, it's already ask. In and they've been pumping a few times. I'm like, okay, now I'm getting it. Like, you know, I got into it. But there's been times where I'm just like, fuck, will you just stop already? Take it out. Play with yourself. God gave you hands. Like, leave me alone. Yeah.
And then you wake up with a facial.
So I'm like, God, I'm just,
you know how many people I'm giving ideas to right now? This is probably really bad.
I've never woken up with a facial.
maybe that should be the new contest. The first contest was the Snapchat dick pic with the fucking Snapchat filter on it. Maybe this one should be sleeping facials.
Right? The guys should get their facials.
I guess we'll have to run this one by Cookie and that Jasmine, so but sad. I'm pretty sure they'd be on board with it.
Yeah.
So
that would suck.
All right, so
hopefully I'm not one of them.
we're gonna retire the first contest next week. So the week after that, we'll go ahead and start the the sleeping facial contest. Send in your pics.
But I heard it is good for your skin.
So then win-win. What are you complaining about?
Because it's gross. Just put it in a jar and I'll put it on my face myself.
Oh my God. Yeah, because that's less gross.
I don't want to be sprayed with it.
The more they say no, the yes, you do.
It's like a little alien coming at you.
What if it's out of sight? Like you can't see it and it's just there? No. Then does it bother you?
I want to rub it on my face myself. I don't want you throwing it on. Like, come on.
Well, how about you meet the person halfway and you let them like jizz in your hands and then you rub it on your face there?
Right?
Then will it be okay? Yeah. You could still consider that a
when
facial,
it's
right?
In my control, yeah, it'll be okay. I want to make sure I get every spot.
Right? It's still a facial then. So long as it ends up on your face, right?
Yeah, that's true. Gotta get all those spots.
So long as we're on the topic, we've done this in other shows that we've done, like bonus shows and stuff. So, it's list time. Since you haven't got to pick a list before, you go ahead and pick a list. Top five.
Places you had sex.
That you had sex already or that you want to have sex or that you
that
like
you've
having
had or yeah, I could do like if you don't have five that you have already.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah. Whatever.
All right. Well, let's hear yours. Okay. Let's get started.
So, let me see. Top five that I have at a park, at a school. Are those two different ones, right? Park, school, beach.
What kind of school?
Park, school, beach.
Elementary school, a high school.
Any kind of school, whatever has a playground.
just so long as there's students there, it's cool?
As long as there's like a slide and swings and the monkey bars.
And a willing student.
That is over 18.
Or at least has an ID saying that, that he is.
Okay, so park, school, beach, movie theater, and...
Like in the seat or in the bathroom?
While you're watching the movie in the seat.
Okay.
Why would you do it in the bathroom?
There's less people watching.
yeah. That's why you get the top row where they're looking straight at the screen.
because there's no cameras in the bathroom. but there are cameras that can see in the dark throughout the theater.
Oh, yeah, the infrared, huh, or something. Oh, wow. Yeah, but as long as the people aren't looking.
That's how you know you're hardcore. You just keep going even if they are.
Right? Turn around. The movie's that way.
Stop filming me. Fuck you. This is going on Pornhub.
They're like, that movie looks more better than the one that's going on. And then my last place would be on a ride at an amusement park. The dinosaur ride at Knott's.
The dinosaur ride.
I don't know if they even have that anymore.
I don't know. I haven't been to Knott's in a long time.
I haven't
time.
Been there forever, but I know that ride used to exist.
I would say yes, but I go to amusement parks like Magic Mountain. And
or the
no
people over at fucking Disneyland.
Wow.
It's not there no more.
Nope. Totally just dated yourself, but no. That, I know what you're talking about, but no, it's not right? there anymore.
But that's fucked up.
On the monorail.
Oh, at Disneyland. Shit. Imagine the submarine if you just had it by yourself.
Oh, yeah. But I've already had sex underwater, so it, like... That one would be like, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true. In a pool. Damn, I have like 10. You want to go on? No.
In a pool is not one of my favorite because it's hard.
How is it hard?
Hard to fucking... It's...
Okay, first of all, like weight is very like light
no,
in water.
No, not that. Just that...
And you can just put it in.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because there's a difference between wet from water and wet from your fucking lube.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, a little struggle, but it's easy. Like, it's cool.
No, it's not a little struggle. And here's the other thing that you don't have to take into consideration is that you don't have anything that shrivels if the water's too cold.
Well, that's not our problem. Our shit works fine in water and off water. That's the advantage of a girl.
I didn't say it was hard for you. I was talking about hard for me.
That's the advantage of being a woman.
And I've done it in the ocean. I've done it in a pool. And
we could do it in all temperatures.
No, you know what? The honestly, the if you're gonna do it in water, the easiest like one to start off with would probably be in like a jacuzzi
because it's warm.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you guys can't do it in cold. Well, fucking, we want cold.
Yeah, no, that's just not. Yeah, you can have it in cold.
Well, cold
it's just
is
not
better.
Work.
Cold is better because the hot, you get all hot. Like, you're already moving and working yourself out. So you want cold water to cool you down.
Well, one of the parties is usually moving and working themselves out. It depends on how lazy your partner is, I guess.
Well, either or, you're still pumping something, like each other, whatever. You're moving around, so.
Like this chick, we had a hard enough time getting into the front, and then she was like trying to stick it in her ass. I'm like, that's not gonna
work.
You're
like, if the front isn't,
I'm like, that's not gonna work. And she's like, let's try. And I'm like, that's not gonna work. Oh, she shit. Tried, and she was like, oh, that doesn't work. I'm like, no shit. And I'm like, it's basically
it's like telling a kid, don't touch the fire.
It's basically
it's
the equivalent of me handing her something here, bite down on this. I'm going in dry. You know, it's just like. So it's cool, but it's effort on the guy's part. So, but I mean, once you get into it and you get going, then it's fine. But it's just the fact that like,
yeah, why don't why can't guys? I've always wondered why can't guys get hard in cold water? Like, I don't get it.
Because
is it the nerves?
The body
the
doesn't
sensitive?
Work like that. In order to preserve like your junk, your body will pull it back into yourself so that it.
So you're
gets
like
your,
a turtle. You get scared and you just
basically
put your head
right. Well, I guess in that case, it's cold instead of scared.
Like, because I have a tortoise, and I went my turtle, and his head went back in, so he got scared. It was cold water.
Well, yeah, there you go.
So you're like a turtle. So,
yeah, basically, that's how it works out because. And it sucks, too, because when it's, like, super, super cold and, like you can stay up, but then, like, either extremely cold hands touch it and then, like, a warm right? mouth doesn't follow it soon thereafter.
So is it just the temperature? Like, can you guys do it in the snow?
Yeah, it just depends.
That's freezing.
Yes, but the thing is, like, if you can be hard already before, like, the cold hits you,
oh, okay.
Then you're okay. But if you're cold first...
And you can't, yeah.
You can. It's just it takes hard. Effort, yeah. And it kind of stings because it's so fucking
that
cold.
That sucks to be a guy.
Imagine like
thank
if
God
you're...
I'm a woman.
Okay, well imagine if your fucking clit froze and then like I fucking
it has put, and to do with our vagina
and then you fucking put something extremely hot on it. Like it's like really uncomfortable, right? Get an ice cube. Ice your junk
it
down.
It feels good.
And when then you heat up your dildo and then shove it in there and see how it fucking feels.
It would feel good. Like, I don't think we have those kind of feelings like you guys. Like, putting an ice cube feels good.
I guess there's only one way to find out.
I'm going to try it tonight with my
brother. Try it and then update us. Let us know how it worked out for you.
Can you flame your weenie tonight?
And then she's going to come back next week limping with a fucking...
I got third degree burns. Let's do the ice challenge.
That should be if the ice challenge was that, then like freeze your junk and then try to stick it into a fleshlight. I think I'd be down for that challenge, but not like the other way around. No, it is. It does. It gets like difficult. And especially like, okay, I don't know if you've ever gone down and on anybody underwater, but I have. And that should take skill. I don't care what anybody says. It's not just holding your breath.
I have. And it's pretty hard to go down and hold your breath and suck at the same time. Like,
at least I could keep, I guess it's harder for you. I guess I could keep my mouth closed and just like stick my tongue out.
Some people, like, you know, they dive in and they don't have to hold their nose because they just know how to, you know. But me personally, every time I jump in water, I have to hold my nose.
Like, but don't you hold your nose when you're giving a blowjob anyways?
So when I go underwater, I'm holding it like this and I'm like, you know, I can't hold it.
And if the answer to that question is no, then I can see why you have so many exes.
Whatever.
No.
Just couldn't handle this.
So I think, you know, but I, in terms of like, I going down on somebody in underwater, it's probably easier if you can keep your mouth closed and just use your tongue. Because that's all I have to do.
It'd
really
be easier for a guy to do it than a girl, huh?
Yeah, and I've done it before, and it's not that bad. And they're like, oh my God, how do you stay under there for so long? Doesn't the water get in your mouth? I'm like, no, my mouth is closed.
Like, you got my finger tickling you.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just holding my breath and doing it with my finger.
You have a fake tongue.
Really? Because it felt like you were done. No, I'm just kidding. It was my tongue. I'm that amazing.
Yeah, I'm talented.
You know, like you're not hooking it with me for no reason, lady. So, all right. So I guess you did yours. I'll do mine.
So it's yours.
Mine.
Your
okay.
Five.
Okay. I guess, well, one place would be... my own bed, because my bed's fucking awesome. It's like doing it on a cloud.
That's like seeing missionary. Come on.
No. It allows for way more than that, because it's like doing it on a cloud.
Doing it on a cloud.
In a jump house.
Oh my God.
How was that? It was fucking awesome. Because you can like... You use the jump house to like move.
That's it. My son's birthday. It's all me. Kids, you got to go to bed. It's adult time.
Leave the jumper here for just an hour extra. I'll pay you.
Well, they usually leave it overnight, so.
You'd be like fucking Harold and Kumar. What's his name? Neil Patrick Harris. Here's a 100 spot. I made some love stains in your back seat. Can you imagine that the next day? Here's $100. I made some love stains in your jumper.
That's like that. What's the other ones?
In a foreign country on a balcony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I got to go to Australia for my honeymoon. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, and it was, it was really good. We even like, because our balcony was facing the beach, like it was facing the water, like there was, and we were up on the second or third floor, like nobody could see anyway. Yeah. So we had these like double doors that opened. So like there was a bunch of times where we did it.
How
and
was
we were just, like,
the view? Like,
oh, it was awesome.
Stars and shit.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. It was really good. It was Bondi Beach.
How nice.
Mm-hmm. And
fuck you. You're lucky.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was great. I mean, you can never, like, do it in a foreign country on the beach.
Right? Nobody can say that.
Or at least in a hotel that has a balcony that's, like, 100 yards from the beach. That was the good thing about that room. It was, like, it was like 100, literally across the street and like 100 yards from the water. So we could hear the water all night long. If we opened the doors, like the fucking, the air was coming, was like full blast. Like it was colder than the air conditioner.
Was it all hot out there?
No, we went towards like the end of their spring. So it was just starting to get warm, but it wasn't like hot yet. And I remember getting in the water there, and you know how like you go to the beach here and the water, like if you go in maybe like April or May, it's not freezing, but it's not warm yet.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, you can't stand there for long.
Yeah, it was like that. And I went there and it got to the point where I was like, I had to come out because it was just, things were starting to hurt down there.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here tonight. Check us out next week. Cookie and Jasmine will be back. And don't forget to log on to the website and check out the discussion board. We've got some new topics that got posted. And so people have been starting to chime in with theirs. And the responses have been pretty good so far. So why don't you chime in and let us know what you think. Don't forget to check out the Facebook page. And again, for everybody that's that has iTunes, you can catch us on iTunes. It's Rice and Beans Podcast. And from now, what I hear, you can start, stop, and pick up where you left off because of the changes that got made. So hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you next week.